This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm really happy to be here with you today. I have a very special guest. His name is Rob Wilson. He's been on the show before. He's going to be talking today about ways to open yourself up to experiencing your dreams. He places his focus on the now and teaches others how to do the same. Rob is the founder of Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity, which is hypnotherapy that quiets the thinking memory mind and show people that the way of self-discovery is about listening and witnessing your daily life as a life-expanding experience. Rob is also author of several books, including My Wisdom Breeds. Welcome to the show, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, and I want to thank you. It's my honor and privilege to be here, Mari. I enjoy your show. You're a great interviewer.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so sweet. So let's start by, even though you've been on the show several times, there'll be brand new people listening to you. Let's talk a little bit about how you came to do what you're doing now.
I started just... voyage in about 1997, and I got into home-based business, Mari, that pushed personal growth. The home-based business didn't do well, but the personal growth, I started feeling alive and energized, and then I started moving, expanding upward, and then in about 2000, I wrote a book called Wired for Change by a Journeyman. But it was in 2009 when I stopped using, I discovered a fresh vocabulary. I took change, heal, create, transformation out of my life. And I used expand, energize, enterprise, and experience. And what I discovered that did, Mari, that quieted the subconscious mind and the subconscious frozen in time representations have no memories, or they can't latch on to anything from the past with expand, energize, enterprise, and experience. Then I began liberating myself from myself. All this personal growth and all the self-help, or whatever you want to say, Mari, it comes down to this simple sentence. I'm liberating me from me and my viewpoints, opinions, beliefs, and childhood. That's what it is.
Awesome. I love that. And I love the words that you use. You know that all those words start with E? I just noticed that now.
Yeah, that was done on purpose.
Ah, very good. Good job. Okay, awesome. So let's talk a little bit about letting go of right or wrong. I mean, that right there is like an explosive subject, but you talk about that a lot, and I want you to explain to us why.
See, we were taught right and wrong in school and all that. Like, you're doing that wrong, you're doing that right. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. It was the same. And so if you take right and wrong out of your life and say, okay, what is occurring today or what is happening today the same as yesterday? It takes the subconscious fight out of you. You stop fighting yourself internally. And when you can step back and say, okay, what is the same today as I was yesterday? When you wake up in the morning, you start complaining about yesterday. Mm-hmm. So what are you experiencing today? The same thing. So okay. You take the words right and wrong and say, what is the same today as yesterday? And you don't want to do the whole thing. Take one thing a day. Okay, this is the same as yesterday. How do I expand out of this?
Okay. I like
and
that.
See, right and wrong. See, we're so taught right and wrong. And what was right on Tuesday is probably wrong on Thursday. You see what I'm saying? Because everything is so temporary. But if you ask, why is it the same? You can actually, you don't get frustrated and angry. And you don't bring up all the frozen in time gunk from the past. Oh, my God, look what I did, this. And everything you do. And everything you experience is a life-expanding experience to fissure the past and energize the now. That's why liberation. Stop healing the past, liberate the now. And you can't do anything about the past. Everything happens right in front of you. And when you really open up to understanding, life occurs right in the moment in front of you. That's the past, present, and future right there. Mm-hmm. Then you can stop being caught up in what happened 30 years ago, because if it's a memory and you're using it now, it's present moment.
Right. Right.
And also, Mari, one other thing. You know, when you have an event that happens, let's say it happens right now, and there's a whole bunch of gunk with it.
Mm-hmm.
Think about what happens. Once that experience is over and everybody's parted ways and everything's gone, the outside world is innocent. That is a subconscious mind representation that you deal with from inside you. The rest of the world is innocent.
Mm-hmm.
It's you have to deal with it. And the more you cut out the outside world, the blame and the shame and the BS of blame and shame,
mm-hmm.
you open up to your own liberating savvy.
That's really good. So when you wake up, I was just having this thought, Rob, when you wake up and something is the same today as it was yesterday, something that it's not, that you don't want in your life, obviously. What about when you begin to see something that's the same, but that's going in the right direction?
Well, embellish it, make it bigger. If it's going right and it's going forward and it's the way you want it, embellish it, write a story, make a video, put your own words to it. And that, instead of a vision board, make a video of your dreams and play that, but put your own words in it. And also, don't use the same words like that you use. Use some energizing words like, I rebelliously enjoy this because I'm having Hellraiser fun today. You want to embellish it with the words, and you want to make the image as bright and bold as you can make it. And some of the same things that are going on today are good, but I'm talking about the mundane and it keeps you in the insane same.
Yes, I understand what you're talking about, but all of a sudden my brain said, well, what if it's a good thing? Then what do I do with that? But you have a great answer. Make a video, expand it, make it bigger, you know, whatever it is, more money, more health, more whatever it is what you want. Love it. Very good. So you talk a lot about participating in your present moment. And people have difficulty with this, obviously. It's obvious that we have difficulty with this. How does a person create more of being in the present moment?
Stop talking about the past. Don't even use the past. This is an event that expanded me to now. See, and when I got into, everybody wants you to tell the story of your past. Well,
right.
The past isn't the past if you're talking about it now, because the subconscious mind. This is the event that expanded me to now. My now is I'm expanding of this. What is the dream or the desire? And you really want to talk from inspiration rather than perfection programming.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and see,
so
when inspiration... Go ahead. Inspiration is a free-flowing energy within you. And it's coming from your core up. And so you get to speak the inspirations like, I chime the rhyme of my sublime mind, sublime divine divinity to dance internally, vibrant every day. You want to make little things that make you energized about your life.
Love it. I was going to ask you, how do you know that it's inspiration?
Because there's no desperation in it. You're not thinking. You're not knowing. You're not saying what you've done. You're going forward. And something else I'll share with you. People have a challenge with inspiration because they're not being told what to do, and they're not telling anybody what to do, and they're not hearing, I want you to. See, that's something this world has to expand out of, Mari, is being told what to do and telling other people to do. Say, I will show you a better way to experience this. And that's the thing. And inside yourself, no matter what is going on, always ask this question, is there a better way for me?
Yeah. You know, that inspiration, as you explained it just now, no one is telling you what to do. That can be scary at first for some people because they're used to someone telling them what to do, how to be, who to be, all those things. So let's talk for a second about expanding from that, expanding from the fear of, okay, now I don't have anybody telling me what to do. Am I going to be okay?
That's probably the best question you could have asked right there. See, we are taught to imitate everything in school. We imitate what people want us to know, we imitate. So when you get into self-help, personal growth, self-improvement, they got programs for you to imitate, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you start imitating them, and then when it goes haywire, you can blame them. But what the bigger thing is when you're imitating somebody, you are ingraining your insecurities deeper within yourself. So it's a simple little thing. Just screw up. And all that means is you took a step forward. And the screw up is an awakening. Every mm-hmm. event in your life, all this chaos, the tragedies, everything, it's an awakening. All life is a strolling awakening for us to expand out of yesterday. And see, you touched on some good things there. Your subconscious mind in business, personal, and all your life, it goes all the way back to the beginning of time. Because your subconscious mind, Mari, is just like hand-me-down clothes. You mm-hmm. from your parents, their parents, all the way back. And that's
right.
Why history never changes. The subconscious representations of our ancestors are alive and well today.
Mm. That's a scary thought. Yeah.
But it's a fun inspiration.
Yes, it is. It is. Awesome. So let's talk a little bit about, we talk about inspiration. What about intuition?
Aha. I'm expanding into this. That's my new favorite. Well, imagination, all that is. But, you know, we've been taught to think and know, and we think and know to yesterday. Intuition is your map to success, because mm-hmm. intuition is your true clairvoyant wisdom showing you the way. It's actually,
yeah.
It's never going to show you the easy way, and it's never going to be good to the conscious know-it-all mind, the ego, but it's going to be bliss to the spirit. Because you listen in spirit, you talk in ego.
I love
that. But the intuition is actually your, it's a clairvoyant cleverness to rise you above where you're at today. And it has your intuition forever has your highest good in mind. In wisdom.
Yeah.
You see, something I'm going to say, we have individuality that we've never been taught, but your individuality is your imagination, intuition, inspiration, innovation, and your unknown unique talents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're expanding and opening up to. And it's going to be, yours is going to be unique to you. And it's going to be different than society's. And something I really want to tell everybody, you got to be defiantly different to show people you love them. So you show them a better way.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I love that.
Yeah.
So much helpful intuition. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to this because I want to talk more about intuition. But we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. If you want to call in and ask Rob a question or talk to him, the lines are open. You can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
Award-winning author Katherine Ramsberger draws on her 25 years as a humanitarian journalist in a timeless love story that spans cultures and speaks to the soul. When a UN worker's desire to make a difference brings unbearable choices, will she stand true to herself? Find out in 1,000 Flying Things, launching this June, which early reviewers call empowering, healing, and riveting. Discover more at katherinebrownramsberger.com. and sign up to receive a free East Meets South e-cookbook.
Do you ever wonder how other people become toxic? Do you suspect you might be toxic yourself? How do you begin to heal and move on from the collateral damage of your toxic mother? Get your life back. Love others boldly. Order Guy R. Curie's easy-to-read book, Toxic Mothers, A Son's Guide to Healing and Moving On from Amazon. And subscribe to his website, www.guyrcurie.com. Toxic Mothers, A Son's Guide to Healing and Moving On.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Rob Wilson, talking about ways to open yourself to experiencing your dreams. So going back to the intuition, that kind of got stuck in my head, Rob. I know that I've had this intuition, and I've known about it since I was a child. Didn't really use it a lot because it wasn't taught to me to use it, right? But I began to use it more and more and more and more. What I have noticed is that when I follow in my intuition, things go well. But sometimes I have the intuition and I don't follow it and it doesn't go as well. Can we talk about that for a sec?
Yeah. And that's the thing. Because when your intuition speaks, it's going to be 180 degrees out of what you think and know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be out of everything you've ever done. It's going to be way different. And see, and it just to your thinking, memory, mind, and think and the way you've always done things, it's going to seem impractical.
Right.
And it's going to, and see, it's really when you get that first one intuition and it's really kind of simple and small, mm-hmm. Do that one. See, you're not going to be able to jump off the cliff and float right away. You're going to have to open up to trust it. You're going to have to test it and trust it.
Right. Exactly. Following the easy
way. We've never been taught intuition. And we've never been taught our individuality either. Because, see, we've always been one size fits all. That's why when people get into this, they start comparing their personal, where they're at in life, to Tony Robbins or somebody like that, and it's way out of whack.
Yeah.
You are a success because you're breathing right where you're at. If you're breathing, you can boldly revolutionize enterprising audacity, transcending Hellraiser wisdom to move forward. And see, quit trying to think and know your way through life and open up to adhere to the wisdom that is being presented to you in the life events.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Rob. So
you're welcome.
You about the fact that we need to stop living inside societies, education, and our ancestors' definition and vocabulary. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, when I first got into self-help, personal growth, all this, I was going to change this, transform that. And then when it all quit, I started realizing the words we're taught in school are to control us subconsciously. Change, as soon as something changed, oh my God, we go into the trauma and drama and the stress of the situation before we question the situation. And see, we've been taught to go into the panic mode and then stay in it and then complain about it, wake up in the morning and complain about it. That way that we were a complaining society is easy to control.
I like it.
And
I never heard anybody say
What's that?
I said I never heard anybody say that. A complaining society is easy to control. So keep going. I like that.
Well, see, when you're complaining with everybody that's complaining about the same thing as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So then it becomes just the way people live and it's the way people do things, Mari. And if you look at the leadership of the world and how it's going, the whole country mirrors the leadership. There's no accountability, no responsibility. And see, you're only accountable for your life actions, but you're responsible to your dreams and innovation and your talents to rise you out of the situation. And you know, a society, this is something I was out walking, and this is might kind of step on some people's toes, but this is what it is. A society that is given everything and complains about everything is easy to control and easy to manipulate through the laws and stuff of the country.
Yep.
But here's the thing, Mari. It's like a, you know, the assets and the money and the wealth of the world is the people of this world. They are so much more talented and innovative than they'll give ourselves credit for. But here's the thing. As soon as somebody comes up with a good idea, they tell their family member or a friend, and they just tear it down. So if you come up with a good idea and an imagination and some intuition, don't tell anybody. Just start making a video and writing it out, and then discover somebody that's done it and talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
That's experienced it, not done it, experienced it. Talk to them. Never tell your dreams or anything to your friends and your family, because they're gonna cut it down.
Yeah, absolutely true.
They love you, but they're your biggest dream stealers. And society is a dream stealer if you stay inside it.
Oh, absolutely.
And Mari, something I've done is just stand up sometime and just go stand on some stairs and look at the world and see how boxed and manipulated it is. The world is so manipulated in institutionalized education and societized societized sabotage, because if you go outside of here, you're in trouble. See, anytime you went outside of society, they called you trouble. Well, the thing is, if you want to expand the world, it's always been the rebels and the troublemakers that expanded place, that liberated people.
That is so true. If you really think about it, that is so very true. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you got to be the troublemaker and the rebel in your own life. And really all you're trying to do is fissure and get rid of all the inner gunk inside you that you put in from society. The more you rise above society and watch how it manipulates, the manipulation of the education, the laws, the, you know, staying inside the governance, you really wonder that you could even move. That's what I've done with me. I've rised up and it's called the liminal landscape. I rose up above and I started watching the world and I started witnessing, you know, some people are rising, but we did, and we've never done nothing to keep everything going up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. But people are rising. That's a good thing. I'm glad you said that. Absolutely.
No, we are rising, but the more you unmanipulate yourself, because you become the unmanipulator of your own life, you start opening up to the liminal landscape. And liminal is above the threshold of where you always lived. And if you get up into the higher, keep going into the liminal, you get up into the superconscious, and then you get into your intuition and imagination, because you're willing to listen rather than think. And I'm going to share that. Think, know, learn, never can be said in the same sentence with spirit, imagination, intuition. Because with spirit and intuition, you're never thinking. It's a free-flowing inspiration that comes up from within you.
Yes.
Because we are free-flowing energy.
I love the explanation. And, man, that phrase, you're willing to listen rather than think. But in order to do that, we have to stop our thinking mind. You can't do it if your mind is going nonstop, thinking. That's a really key phrase, Rob. Thank you. Very good.
You listen for the clarity of your dreams, comprehending the wisdom and insight of your daily life to energize your outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So let's take just a moment.
take the word learn out of your life and use the word, say learn and then say comprehend and see what you feel.
Completely different. Learn sounds hard to me, right? It's like, because that's what you did in school, right? You have to learn all this stuff.
Yes.
But comprehend is like, oh, now I understand. And that's a really soft, awesome feeling. Opens you up. I love it.
You said the key word of life in there. You said one of the key words to expansion, understand. You want to understand rather than know. Because you can listen and understanding, know you're shut down.
Right. Yes. Absolutely. Because sometimes you know something because someone told you this and you think you know something, but it's not even true. It's not even truth. It's something that's been, you're talking about our ancestors, it's been rolling around for 100 years. 200, 1,000 years, and it's not even true. Love it. Well, quickly, let's talk about how to get a hold of you. We're almost out of time. And then one last thing you'd like to say to the listener.
My website is mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. My phone number is 702-755-9410. And you can go on my website. I give a free one-hour consultation if you want to talk about what's going on. And I never do coaching. I do pure liberation. It's all about liberating you from you, and that's where the with hypnosis and everything. But it's really about you people discovering their own talent without the hindrance of society and education.
Awesome. So it's mycowboywisdom.com. You can link right from here. It's right on the blog talk page. You can just click on it and link there. Is there one last thing? We have about 2 minutes, Rob, that you'd like to say to a listener, something that's deeply on your heart today. Okay.
I want to thank Mari because she's a great interviewer, and I love coming on her show. One thing I will tell people is something I did, and I don't listen to self-help, personal growth, and self-improvement no more because it's written and it's punctuated, but it's written in limitations. And I wrote something this morning. Think, know, learn, and knowledge are unadmitted limitations. Because it's everything else you want. Because think, know, and learn is what outside sources wanted you to know. All the education is from other people. And I was walking out in the desert Sunday morning, and this come to me. The foundation of our education system come across with the settlers, the Puritans, and everybody that settled this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you open up to really look at it, and you can see it, you can witness it today. And you want to witness and listen to your daily life to expand of your dreams. That's
very good. Love it. Thank you so much, Rob, for being on the show. It's been a pleasure, as always, having you. Thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. This is a live show, but a replay will be able right after. So please spread this to people that you know that would be interested. And thanks so much for listening to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.